This is a passage from, again, the book A New Earth, Create a Better Life from Eckhart Tolle, about parenthood. Is it a role or a function? The question is that. Many adults play roles when they speak to young children. They use silly words and sounds. They talk down to the child. They don't treat the child as an equal. They said they start talking to the child as if that they're talking like a child. Oh, no, like that they'll speak, you know. We look down about a child. The fact that you temporarily know more or that you're bigger does not mean the child is not your equal. The majority of adults at some point in their lives find themselves being a parent, one of the most universal roles. The all-important question is, are you able to fulfill the function of being a parent and fulfill it well without identifying with that function? That is, without it becoming a role. Part of the necessary function of being a parent is looking after the needs of the child, preventing the child from getting into danger, and at times telling the child what to do and not to do. When being a parent becomes an identity, however, when your sense of self is entirely or largely derived from it, the function easily becomes overemphasized, exaggerated, and takes you over. Giving children what they need becomes excessive and turns into spoiling. Preventing them from getting into danger becomes overprotectiveness and interferes with their need to explore the world and try things out for themselves. Telling children what to do or not to do becomes controlling, overbearing. What is more, the role-playing identity remains in place long after the need for those particular functions have passed. Parents then cannot let go of being a parent, even when the child grows into an adult. They can't let go of the need to be needed by their child. Even when the adult child is 40 years old, parents can't let go of the notion, I know what's best for you. The role of parent is still being played compulsively, and so there is no authentic relationship. Parents define themselves by that role and are unconsciously afraid of loss of identity when they cease being parents. If their desire to control or influence the actions of their adult child is thwarted, as it usually is, they will start to criticize and show their disapproval or try to make the child feel guilty, all in an unconscious attempt to preserve their role, their identity of being a parent. On the surface, it looks as if they were concerned about their child, and they themselves believe it. But they are only really concerned about preserving their role identity. All egoic motivations are self-enhancement and self-interest, sometimes cleverly disguised even from the person in whom the ego operates. A mother or father who identifies with the parental role may also try to become more complete through their children. The ego's need to manipulate others into fulfilling the sense of lack it continuously feels is then directed towards them. If the mostly unconscious assumptions and motivations being the parents' compulsion to manipulate their children were made conscious and voiced, they would probably include some or all of the following. I want you to achieve what I never achieved. Or, I want you to be somebody in the eyes of the world.
Padma, your voice is breaking.
I want you to become somebody in the eyes of the world. It could be that. So that I too can become somebody through you. Don't disappoint me. I sacrifice so much for you. My disapproval of you is intended to make you feel so guilty and uncomfortable that you finally conform to my wishes. And it goes without saying that I know what's best for you. I love you and I will continue to love you if you do what I know is right for you. It can be either of these. When you make such unconscious motivations conscious, you immediately see how absurd they are. The ego that lies behind them besides becomes visible. So does its dysfunction. Some parents that I spoke to suddenly realized, my God, is this what I have been doing? Once you see what you are doing or have been doing, you also see its futility. And that unconscious pattern then comes to an end by itself. Awareness is the greatest agent for change. If your parents are doing this to you, do not tell them they are unconscious and in the grip of the ego. That will likely make them even more unconscious, because the ego will take it up as a defense position. It is enough for you to recognize that it is the ego in them that is not who they are. Egoic patterns, even long-standing ones, sometimes dissolve almost miraculously when you don't oppose them internally. Opposition only gives them renewed strength. But even if they don't, you can then accept your parents' behavior with compassion, without needing to react to it, that is to say, without personalizing it. Be aware also of your own unconscious assumptions or expectations that lie behind your old habitual reactions to them. My parents should approve of what I do. They should understand me and accept me for who I am. Really? Why should they? The fact is, they don't because they can't. Their evolving consciousness hasn't made the quantum leap to the level of awareness yet. They are not yet able to disidentify from their role. Yes, but I can't feel happy and comfortable with who I am unless I have their approval and understanding. Really? What difference does their approval or disapproval truly make to you, who you are, make to who you are? All such unexamined assumptions cause a great deal of negative emotion, much unnecessary unhappiness. Be alert are some of the thoughts that go through your mind, an internalized voice of your father or mother saying perhaps something like, you're not good enough, you will never amount to anything, or some other judgment or mental position. If there is awareness in you, you will be able to recognize that voice in your head for what it is. An old thought conditioned by the past. If there is awareness in you, you no longer need to believe in every thought you think. It's an old thought, no more. Awareness means presence. And only presence can dissolve the unconscious past in you. If you think you are so enlightened, Ramdas said, go and spend a week with your parents. That is good advice. The relationship with your parents is not only the primordial relationship that sets the stone for all subsequent relationships, it is also a good test for your degree of presence. The more shared past there is in a relationship, the more present you need to be. Otherwise, you will be forced to relive the past again and again. Thank you for listening to this excerpt from A New Earth. by Eckhart Tolle.